Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1215. How long does it take to get abs? Part 1 by Sardar Tunjula of NerdGettingFit.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, welcome back to another edition of Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, today's post is a bit on the longer side, so I'll read the first half today and then finish it up for you tomorrow. And with that, let's keep this intro nice and short and hear part one of today's post as we optimize your life. How long does it take to get abs? Part one by Sardar Tunjula of NerdGettingFit.com. If you start your fat loss now, how long will it take for you to get abs? What is the best way to get abs as quickly as possible? Well, I would say be patient. If you are in average shape right now, it will take you 12 to 16 weeks to get abs. In those that are overweight or obese, stick to a good plan for 6 months up to a year to have visible abs. Abs, or scientifically known as rectus abdominis, are often used to determine whether someone is in good shape. You can build muscle or lose weight, but without six-pack abs, it's hard to say that you're in great shape. And once you start a program, how long does it take to get those abs? If you're like me, you want to plan everything up front, and planning to get in shape is no different. One of the main factors to be successful is to have a realistic goal. If your goal is to get a sexy midsection, it is worth knowing how long it might take. Having realistic but challenging expectations is very important when you embark upon your body transformation journey. In this blog post, I will explain how long it will take to get abs. Furthermore, you will get answers to these common questions, like, can everyone get abs? Why is it so hard to get abs? How much weight do you need to lose to see your abs? How long should your transformation take? And finally, what workouts will help you get abs? How long does it take for an average Jane or Joe to get abs? Abs are sexy. Everyone wants to have abs, but only a select few actually have them. Well, technically everyone has them, but they are either too weak to be visible or hiding under a layer of fat tissue. For most people, it's both. Everyone has abdominal muscles. Just like biceps and pectoral muscles, abs need to be strengthened to grow to be visible through the skin. Doing crunches won't help unless you lose fat. You might have heard the saying, abs are made in the kitchen. Well, this is half true. You need to watch what you eat to get down to a low body fat percentage. But if you've ignored your abs, they won't be visible when you get there. No matter how much you work on your abs, you won't see them until you get rid of the fat tissue covering them. Think about your biceps. They are there, but unless you work them, they won't look impressive. So the same rule applies to everyone. You will get abs when you burn off your abdominal fat. Why is it so hard to get abs? Once during an interview, Chris Pratt said having abs is like, quote, an orchid that blooms and dies on the same day, end quote. Unless you're a fitness model, an athlete, or a fitness junkie, you won't have abs all the time. You see the pictures of guys and gals with abs online. Most of those guys and gals don't look like that 90% of the time, including me. It takes a unique process to get ready for those photo shoots. You take the pictures, and then you're done. And to have abs that pop, you need to get below 10% body fat. unless you have freakish genetics, your body does not like to be under 10% body fat. In fact, if you get to below 10% body fat, your body will start acting like an overbearing caregiver. It will think you're starving, and it will throw everything it has at you to get some food in your belly. No matter how long it takes to get abs, if you really want to have abs year-round, you're going to have real dedication and discipline to keep those abs. At this level, there is no room for error. How much weight do you need to lose for visible abs? To see your abs flexing in good lighting, you need to be around 12% body fat. To have popping abs that are visible from a distance, you need to get below 10% body fat. How fast should you lose weight? Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled, How Long Does It Take to Get Abs? By Sirdar Thunjala of nerdgettingfit.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I loved that Chris Pratt quote about abs, where he said abs are like an orchid that blooms and dies on the same day. I had never heard that before, but it's such a perfect metaphor. Now, Sirdar mentioned getting abs ready for photo shoots. There are definitely some tricks that photographers and fitness models use to make sure those abs pop. And no, I'm not talking about using Photoshop or airbrushing. In fact, bodybuilders know all about some of these secrets. They have been known to reduce their fluid intake to such extremes that they want their skin to be paper thin. Why? Well, it makes their muscles and veins more visible to the judges. So there are some trade secrets that not only bodybuilders use, but fitness photographers and fitness models use. Those that photograph fitness models like to use overhead lighting as opposed to lighting that comes from below. Overhead lighting brings out shadows that make muscles look bigger. Using oil and tanning lotions also make muscles appear larger and more defined. So I tell you all this because it may not be worthwhile to try and achieve the perfection you see online or in magazines. There may be some movie magic happening there. But six-pack abs are possible. As Sirdar will describe in more detail tomorrow, it's just going to take some time and dedication. All right, that's it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your Tuesday. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back here tomorrow to finish up this post. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.